It's been 84 years since a baseball championship was won by the Boston Red Sox. Commentator and Red Sox fan Richard Harris has suffered through almost half of that dry spell, but neither a history of losing or suffering of a different kind could keep him from a love of baseball.
My first baseball memories go back to the early 1960s. The tinny sound of the transistor radio my grandfather would hold to his ear, the Red Sox play-by-play man Kurt Gowdy calling the game. So you can only guess my reaction when I got an email from my doctor asking if I'd be interested in throwing out the first pitch at Orioles Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore. They were planning a stroke screening at the game and needed a stroke survivor to take the mound just before the national anthem. I qualified. It took about a nanosecond to accept the invitation. As the day drew near, I was warned that 60 feet 6 inches, the distance from the mound to home plate, is farther than it seems. So my youngest daughter, Lily, borrowed a catcher's mitt, and we took a measuring tape out to the street and marked off the distance. My first practice pitch went wide left into the neighbor's bushes. I finally straightened it out and got the distance on subsequent throws. My form, though, left a little to be desired. Hours before I headed to Baltimore for my major league pitching debut, I cajoled my wife to accompany me to the neighborhood park. After a few erratic throws, I settled down and heard the ball hit the leather mitt. After 3 smacks in a row, I decided to save my arm for the big moment that evening.
Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, it's now time to introduce the Powerade starting lineups for tonight's game.
At precisely 6:51, as though I was entering a carefully timed Broadway production, I was cued to walk to the mound. Just as I planted my feet in front of the rubber, my image appeared on the Jumbotron and the public address announcer introduced me.
And this evening, we are pleased to welcome a stroke survivor. Please give a warm Oriole Park welcome to this evening's first pitch participant, Mr. Richard Harris. Okay, Richard, whenever you're ready, it's your pitch.
I took a breath and after a windup, I let loose. All I wanted to hear was that smack of the ball hitting the leather of the catcher's mitt. But I had misjudged, didn't put enough mustard on the pitch, and the ball bounced just before the plate. What a souvenir. I would have the ball complete with scuff mark to forever remember the day. Needless to say, there were no scouts who rushed to sign me up for the big leagues. But for a baseball fan, it was a Cinderella moment. The only thing better would have been to pinch hit a game-winning home run in the 7th game of the World Series at Fenway Park. But alas, my coach had already turned back into a pumpkin. I'm back in the stands, a mere mortal, hoping this will be the year for the Red Sox.
Richard Harris is senior producer of the ABC News program, Nightline.